economy. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's one topic President Biden is expected to cover in his State of the Union address Tuesday night.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says President Biden will tout bipartisan efforts to bolster infrastructure and aid for Ukraine in his address. But there are domestic issues that need GOP support to succeed. On NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary Buttigieg says that will be part of the message.
The comeback of the American manufacturing sector, inflation coming down. None of these things are guaranteed to go on, especially when you see some of the saber-rattling going on among House Republicans.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Republicans took to the Sunday talk shows to criticize how the White House handled the Chinese spy balloon.
The president taking it down over at the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on NBC's Meet the Press.
The satellite had completed its mission. This should never have been allowed to enter the United States, and it never should have been allowed to complete its mission.
But many Democratic lawmakers say the White House did the right thing in waiting to shoot down the balloon until it was in a place where debris wouldn't be dangerous. As Ukraine's fight against Russia's invasion approaches the one-year mark, Ukraine's preparing for a major offensive from the Russian military.
Heavy fighting continues around the eastern strategic city of Bakhmut, as reports indicate Russian forces are close to cutting off supply lines in that area. Now, there are reports on the ground that also indicate two key roads leading into this area are at risk of being lost to the Russian advance.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Authorities in Florida say a 17-year-old boy was fatally shot yesterday at the DeSoto County Fair. Police say it was an isolated incident but did not announce any arrests. America is listening to Fox News.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Federal authorities have joined the investigation into the murder in New Jersey of a local official last week. Fox's Molly Line.
Police and prosecutors are delving into all the connections this young, successful New Jersey councilwoman and mother had in her life. And now, the FBI is offering assistance in the investigation into who targeted and killed Eunice Dwumfor. The Sayreville councilwoman was murdered inside her white SUV just outside of her home shortly before 7:30 Wednesday night. The 30-year-old Republican was serving a two-year term that started in 2022. The local GOP party chairwoman, Dwumfor's campaign manager, described her as a young leader in the party, juggling a job and motherhood. Dwumfor was recently married, had a 12-year-old daughter, and was active in her church, serving as the director of churches for the Nigerian-based Champions Royal Assembly, described as a world-renowned international ministry on her LinkedIn page.
Governor Murphy and other state leaders have issued statements expressing grief. Three boys and a woman died when a boat carrying at least 41 migrants crashed on a rocky coast on the Greek island of Leros. The others were either rescued or made it to the coast. Preps are underway in Arizona ahead of the Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Not far away from the stadium in Glendale, it's downtown Phoenix that's hosting Super Bowl week and game day experiences, with business owners like Jeff Carlberg of Il Bosco Pizza expecting hundreds of thousands of football fans and their wallets.
Super Bowl's the king of everything. We already have a lot of reservations, but we've already stopped them. So we want walk-in crowds. We want people to feel as if they can get a table.
All amid tight security for fans and with the lowest price for the big game. Right now, around $5,000. Per seat, according to ticket brokers. The highest price in the $30,000 to $40,000 range. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.